May the gentle and kind presence of our Jesus be with you, heart dwellers. After quite a long while in worship, I began to feel I needed to have a communion service with my scripture readings and prayers. But the Lord prevented me and said, I just want to hold you, Claire. For so many days I have wanted just this, just to hold you gently in my arms and rock you and enjoy the sweet aroma of love that is rising from you, dear one. I just wanted to be in that place with you. As usual, when he compliments me, I tend to reject it or become suspicious. Listening to that, he answered me, please don't wound me with your disbelief. I needed to hold you and just inhale the sweetness coming from your soul when we are together. I could feel what he was talking about, almost as if I were enveloped in cotton candy. But Jesus, I still lose my temper amongst many other bad habits. He answered, no matter, that's not your heart. Your heart is about pleasing me. And you do please me, Claire, you do. I started to cry because I don't see myself that way at all. He continued, that's why I have to tell you there is sweetness there in your soul. Yes, I must tell you so that you won't focus too much on the rancor when it comes up. But you will see that it's not the bent of your heart. So many of you, my children, are highly pleasing to me. The sweet aroma of holiness exudes from you. After he said that, I saw something like that when we were dancing because it seemed that there was a fragrance emanating from the very top of my head, and that's where Jesus was resting his cheek. He continued, yes, there is a fragrance about a soul that continually yields to me. It is sweet and comforting to me. So many I can't even get close to. The poison of rancor is so intense, I cannot stand to be close. See to it, all my people, that the odor of rancor does not proceed from your thoughts. Yes, the activity of your brain emanates this fragrance. When it is sweet, it is as if I were walking through a well-kept garden. When it is noxious, it's the odor of death and decaying flesh. You can hardly understand how terribly bad it is. Jesus, what do you want to say to your blessed ones today? Hold on. Hold on to the gifts I've given you. Hold on to the anointings. Hold on to the dreams and visions. Hold on to our tender times together. Hold on, hold on. Do not let the enemy come in and dissuade you into unbelief. He's cruising to steal from you through anger, bitterness, resentment, and foolish fears. When you feel those things rising in your emotions, it is the enemy stealing from you. He wants to take away your sweetness, your presence with me, and the overflow I fill you with. You know, this is really interesting what he's saying, because that young man, Nathan, the one that was taken to heaven, he said that the Lord could discern the sincere people. It was like a smell, like he could smell the ones that were sincere. They were all may all have their holy clothes on, but only the ones that he could smell that had a sweet fragrance would he allow to come into the valley where the protection was going to be. I thought that was really interesting, and here he is again talking about a fragrance. The Lord continued, he loves to incite anger, to drain you before you can even begin your day or finish a project or your prayers. He loves to lie in your ear, cause you to erupt into anger or fear, and then drain you of all you had planned for the day. And you run off to tend these decoys. He's very clever, and he knows which buttons to push, because his agents, the demons, are forever observing you and taking notes. Interesting again that Jesus should bring this up, because I had a day like that. I had 2 days in a row like that, where I lost my temper, And it just totaled me for the whole day. Boy, the Lord is really speaking to me here. Things I felt shouldn't have been demanding more attention all of a sudden were drawing me away from prayer and the message. I was becoming more frustrated every day until I just couldn't take another distraction. I had to make other provisions. But by then, my anger had exhausted me and there was nothing left. I don't know how it is with you guys, but when I get upset, my energy just drains out of me and I'm left limping along for the rest of the day instead of being able to move forward. Then I have to deal with guilt because I indulged my impatience and judgment. The Lord continued, "What you are describing, my love, is exactly how Satan kills, steals, and destroys. He causes misunderstandings, then anger, alienation, judgment, guilt, and at the end of this long string of involuntary reactions, you have lost the initiative and peace for the rest of the day to do something truly productive in the kingdom of God. Be aware of how he works through his minions, dear family. Be aware and nip it in the bud. Cry out to me, Jesus, deliver me from evil, and I will come to your aid. This does take self-control and discipline. The ways in which these two moderating dynamics are compromised deliberately by the plans of the enemy are exhaustion and time constraints or deadlines. You feel as though you must get it done by whatever time. And when interruptions and distractions come, you become tense and resentful. When you are tired, you're not thinking straight. Fear, pain, endless interruptions, if they're allowed, are used to drain you. Then you make bigger mistakes and have to repent and spend more time in damage control, pushing you further away from your goal. Be aware, my children, be aware. Your enemy is so clever. But if you stay in my love, always patient, always forgiving, refusing to judge, understanding I am allowing these things to temper and test you in virtue. If you continuously keep before you the vision of me being in control of every one of these things, I can return your peace to you before it robs you of your day. I bless you now with fortitude, patience, and temperance. Hold on to the good things I've entrusted to you. Let no one steal them from you. And please remember, I am coming soon.